Alright everyone, welcome back to another episode of Tap Out of Overstimulation. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and if you're feeling like a pinball in a machine bouncing off walls, overwhelmed by everything happening around you, well, you've come to the right place. We're diving deep into something super important today, fostering self-awareness and emotional intelligence. Ever feel like you're just reacting to life instead of truly living it? You know that feeling when your emotions are running wild, hijacking your thoughts and decisions? That's a sign, my friends, that we need to tap into our inner wisdom, become more aware of ourselves and how we feel. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Emotional intelligence? Sounds complicated. Trust me, it doesn't have to be. Think of it like this. Emotional intelligence is your superpower. The ability to understand and manage your emotions, recognize the emotions of others, and use that knowledge to build stronger relationships and navigate life's crazy twists and turns with grace. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you supercharge your self-awareness and emotional intelligence. 1. Tune into your body. It's like having a built-in GPS for your emotions. When you feel tension in your shoulders, butterflies in your stomach, or a tightness in your chest, those are clues, little whispers from your body telling you something's going on emotionally. Pay attention to those physical sensations and ask yourself, what emotion is this feeling trying to communicate? 2. Name that emotion. It sounds simple, but putting a label on what you're feeling can make a huge difference. Instead of just saying, I feel bad, try getting specific. Are you frustrated, anxious, overwhelmed, jealous? The more precise you are, the better you understand the root of your emotions. 3. Practice. Active listening. This is a game changer for building stronger relationships. When someone's talking, truly listen to what they're saying, not just their words, but also their tone and body language. Show them you care by asking clarifying questions and reflecting back on what you hear. It's like magic. People feel seen and understood when you do this. 4. Embrace your inner critic with kindness. We all have that voice in our heads that can be harsh, but instead of fighting it, try to understand where it's coming from. Is it based on past experiences or insecurities? Once you identify the source, you can start to challenge those negative thoughts and replace them with more positive and supportive ones. 5. Take time for self-care. This is non-negotiable. Just like your phone needs charging, you need time to recharge and replenish your emotional batteries. Make time for activities that bring you joy, whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or simply spending time with loved ones. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at a party. You're surrounded by people, but you feel disconnected. Everyone seems to be having fun except you. This is where emotional intelligence shines. By tuning into your body and acknowledging those feelings of isolation or disconnection, you can choose how to respond. Instead of withdrawing further, you could try striking up a conversation with someone new, joining an activity that interests you, or simply focusing on enjoying the music and ambiance. Remember, it's all about being present, aware, and intentional in your interactions. So, here's what we talked about today. Your body is a powerful tool for understanding your emotions. Pay attention to those physical cues. Naming your feelings helps you gain clarity and control. Active listening builds stronger connections and fosters understanding. Be kind to your inner critic and challenge those negative thoughts. Never underestimate the power of self-care. It's essential for emotional well-being. With these takeaways, you're well on your way to unlocking your emotional intelligence superpowers. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you can start implementing today to boost your self-awareness? Share your thoughts in the comments below, and let's keep this conversation going. Remember, Life is too short to be overwhelmed. Tap out of overstimulation and embrace the power within. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.